Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. Based on a new proposal, drone pilots in the EU now have to register for all drones over 9 ounces. Another use for 3D printers at home as a university student prints his way to a better smile. Binaural 3D sound will make the new Doctor Who episode terrifying. An amazing step in bionic hands has been announced, and a new camera developed in Sweden is faster than any photography gear on the planet. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/GearBest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/GearBest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah, there's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep, both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock bottom super duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows, like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/GearBest.
See, that's easy. Cat5.tv/GearBest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of May 10th, 2017. The European Aviation Safety Agency is proposing rules on the use of small drones that would include requirements for operators of all but the smallest devices to register with authorities. The European Union's Civil Aviation Agency said Friday that its proposal would allow member countries the flexibility to define areas where drones are prohibited or where some requirements are relaxed. Operators of drones, except those lighter than 250 grams, would be obliged to register with the authorities. The proposal also sets out technical and operational requirements for the unmanned aircraft. EASA says it plans to submit a final plan to the EU's Executive Commission at the end of this year after receiving feedback on its proposal. Wow, so that would mean 250 grams. That's just small.
That sounds small.
Wow.
If only we had a repository of many types of drones that we could see how much is 250 grams. Oh,
look, there's
looking
a scale.
Here.
A random scale has appeared.
Oh, it just happened to be there.
Looky here.
I'm curious because 250 grams does sound like a small drone. Like how heavy is Buzz?
Phantom 3. It's technically like 2 pounds, so
2 pounds.
It's like 1,000. I don't know. I don't know metric slash imperial.
9 ounces.
Yeah.
250 grams. 2 pounds.
No.
9 ounces.
It is good thing that we have Google in our world. Okay, so I'm going to start with a teeny drone.
Okay.
Okay. So I have set the tear mass. It shows 0 grams right now. Let's actually.
actually show it.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Okay.
Here we go.
Go.
Teeny drone is 13 grams. Okay, so teeny drones, we do not have to license.
They're safe.
Thankfully. Your nano drones
are okay. Imagine if you had to.
Wow. Imagine if. Oh, my.
That's okay. A lot of paperwork.
What's next?
Let's jump a step up. We've got a navigator. Okay. This is awesome. This is a hexacopter.
Oh, it's a baby hexacopter.
Oh, look at how adorable that is.
Oh. Do you want to see?
Okay.
Here, I'll get it for you. This, like the CX Star, has the case in the controller.
So fancy.
And it has the hex. Okay, I'm going to put it on there so that I can take a video of it for you. That's what it looks like. Ooh. Ah.
So shiny.
Super pretty.
And it is 13 grams. Beautiful. Okay, we do not have to register our navigator.
Okay, so we're safe.
250 grams is the cutoff.
250. Okay, and this is 13, so we are golden.
Okay.
So far.
Knock on wood.
So far. Now we're dealing with some pretty teeny, teeny, teeny things.
Hence the name.
So
teeny then. Drones.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just going to set that aside. Hello. What do we got next?
What have you next?
That's an H101 from Flurion. It still feels light. Let's throw it on in the box. Let's throw it on in the box and see. That's only 200 grams in the box.
Okay, so you should be safe.
Good. We know that one's good. What's next? Okay, we've got the what I call the spider.
It looks like a tarantula.
The E20. It really does. This thing is sweet to fly, Henry.
It's just like a cloud. Controlling a cloud.
Never been opened.
Oh,
it's definitely teeny tiny. It's not gonna weigh a ton. A ton.
Yeah.
That one is 53 grams. Now I'm pushing down with the cable.
Add weight.
I'm stuck. Oh my gosh. Not pre-planned. Okay. So that one we know we're good.
Okay.
How big do you need to be to have to license these things?
What
now?
About...
It's not really size. It's mass.
It's weight. So batteries? You think this one?
Physics.
This one here? That's pretty heavy. That's the Micro Drone 3.0.
Oh, yeah.
It's got the separate batteries and everything.
Yeah. I remember this guy.
Yeah, he's a good
flyer.
Yeah.
Jinx.
So. The drone itself is pretty light. So, of course, when it's in the air, it's going to have a battery as well.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have batteries in here? Oh, I hope so. We don't. So the weight is all
with
that
the weight,
controller.
Would the weight have to be with or without the battery? Probably
with battery.
It would be
with
the battery.
Unless
anything
it in
the
like,
air.
Flies without a battery. That'd
right.
Be cool.
She's only 50 grams without the battery. Mm-hmm. I can't see a battery being 200 grams.
Batteries.
We're
these
safe
days.
With a micro drone. And kind of our biggest toy flyer. I don't even know what this is. EA Sheen E30.
Okay.
Let's get it out there. Ooh, she's black. That's fancy, fancy.
It's like a really, really small Phantom 3 Pro, but in like a black plastic.
And keen small. Observation.
I don't know. It might does be it a green with, plastic.
Oh, it does have a very small battery in there.
Okay.
But it's a slightly larger quad.
Right.
So let's throw that on there. And we are still safe, folks. So, it looks like
toy drones
up,
need
toy
not.
Drones are going to be safe.
Toy drones need
so it looks
not
like
be
you're
licensed.
Okay. Yeah, 103 grams. So that one's a little bit heavier, but we're still golden. So hey, if you're flying these guys, I think you're going to be okay.
Right.
Once you get into the larger, more professional drones,
they'll need a license.
You're going to need to license that under the new rules.
So now, really, the motivation will be for drone manufacturers to find a really good, lightweight material.
You're going to see a lot of crazy, awesome drones coming out at 243
Space.
Grams.
They'll be, like, injected with, like, I don't know, like, helium inside the drone itself.
Can you imagine?
Helium drone?
Helium drone?
Looks weird with the balloon on top.
Right. I once bought a tank of helium, and it was super light when I bought it, and then I filled a bunch of balloons, and I went to go move the tank, and the tank was so heavy.
Really?
The helium
when it was
it's,
empty?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It was such a mind trip.
That's crazy.
Aww.
Okay.
Man.
All right. Back to the news. An undergraduate at New Jersey Institute of Technology made his own plastic braces using a 3D printer, $60 of materials, and a healthy dose of ingenuity, and they actually worked. Amos Dudley had braces in middle school, but he didn't wear a retainer like he was supposed to, so his teeth slowly shifted back. He didn't want to shell out thousands of dollars for a whole new round of braces, so the digital design major decided to make his own. On his blog, Dudley wrote that he was an unlikely combination of two things. He was broke, and he had access to a high-quality 3D printer through his university. He took full advantage of this. The process wasn't exactly easy. He had to research orthodontic procedures and plot the route of his successive braces so his teeth would move in the right way. But once that was done, all it took was fabricating a series of models out of relatively inexpensive plastic and then following through on wearing them. And it was worth it for Dudley, whose smile turned out looking remarkable. Now, we have a good old before and after of this, right?
Yeah, it was on the screen, so you folks saw that.
Yeah.
But here's the before.
Yeah.
And now I can see that he's got the retainer on the top teeth there.
Okay, yeah.
It really reminds me of Invisalign. And I'm not sure if it's a patented technology, so I don't know if we're going to see his, you know, invention or idea go to, you know, the mass market, because does Invisalign have a patent on that? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
The invisible braces, but that's exactly what that looks like.
Right?
So that's the before.
Okay.
All right. And there's the after.
Oh.
No way.
Look at that smile.
That is awesome.
Isn't that
cool? I hope that he made that a project. Like, I hope that was his...
Oh, yeah.
Like, he got his doctorate in that or something.
Just like master's thesis. I can do this now.
That's right.
That's awesome.
And look at him smile.
Amazing. Cool $60 stuff. Worth of materials.
I know. And they are so expensive. I mean, you try to correct a smile.
Right.
It is very expensive.
Wow. That is great. Okay. With this week's episode of Doctor Who, you're going to need headphones to take in the full spectacle. Knock Knock, season 10's fourth episode, will be a brief slide into the horror genre, helped along by binaural 3D sound technology. As Radio Times reported, this week's episode of Doctor Who, Knock Knock, will feature the show's first ever 3D experience, sound experience, with the help of binaural recordings and the BBC iPlayer. Binaural recording is a method of audio recording using two microphones instead of one, which gives the listener the sensation of actually being in the room with the characters. It's similar to the technology used in IMAX theaters and at-home 3D stereo systems. So the first knock on screen might sound like it's to your left, while the one right after might switch to sounding like it's behind you. It's a technique guaranteed to send shivers up your spine when used in the horror genre, and that's exactly what the fourth episode seems to be aiming for. The binaural edition won't air on television, but it seems likely that it will be available for purchase on iTunes at a later date.
That is awesome. You know what I love about this is binaural audio does not require surround sound. It does not require speakers all around you. It simply requires that you have a nice pair of headphones.
Right now, you have made binaural recordings.
Yeah, I do binaural nature sounds.
Yes.
And in fact, if you go to our website, category5.tv, you can look at episode number one of the show, where I demonstrate how to, in fact, build your own binaural recording rig.
That's so cool.
It comes complete with audio samples. So put on your headphones, go to our website, category5.tv, do a quick search for DIY 3D microphone, and you'll be able to hear that on your headphones. And it's neat because it's true. You actually, like, think about this for a second, and I talk about this on that episode, so not to be redundant, I know you're going to go watch it right after the show. But if I go like this, where am I clicking?
Right.
It's so wild to me that our ears, even though there are only two of them, we can hear
like depth
dimension.
Perception. That's
so
interesting.
How does that work?
It really changes your actual like viewer experience. I mean, your listening experience, I suppose, in this case. Because I know in my apartment, we have a stereo system set up where...
You have to have speakers all around you.
Yeah, we have speakers all around us. Mm-hmm. And when we're watching something... Well, when Dave's playing a video game... Where like there's a bonfire, like in Dark Souls, and he walks around it, you can really hear the crackling everywhere.
Right.
Like that is incredible.
Here's the difference though. That's surround sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Binaural takes advantage of the fact we only have two ears anyways.
Right.
We don't need seven speakers around us.
Right.
we only have two ears. So they put two speakers, one on each ear, your headphones, and record it in such a way that it emulates the fact, you know, do it. Go like this.
Yeah.
And you hear where that's coming from around you, and it's amazing. It's, and so binaural audio takes advantage of that.
That's so awesome. Genius. So that everybody can have the experience of having that, but here.
On your headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And you're you have it on your smartphone.
Well, you aren't going to wake up the whole house now when you're playing like Call of Duty and there's an explosion or something. You just put your headphones on.
Right.
You're all set.
Do check out the show, episode 1.
Do it.
And you'll learn all about binaural audio. And get to hear it.
A bionic hand that sees objects and instantly decides what kind of grip to adopt has been developed by scientists. A computer uses a camera to assess an object's shape and size and then to trigger the correct movement to pick it up. The technology was developed at Newcastle University and has been trialed by a small number of amputees. Dr. Kanush Nazapur, a senior lecturer in biomedical engineering at the university, says that the bionic hand can respond automatically. The device could spark a new generation of prosthetic limbs, giving the wearer the ability to grip objects without the use of their brain, researchers say. Dr. Nazapur said prosthetic limbs have changed very little in the past 100 years. Responsiveness has been one of the main barriers to artificial limbs. The hand reacts within milliseconds and performs four different grasps suitable for picking up a cup, holding a TV controller, and gripping objects with a thumb and two fingers or a pinched thumb and first finger. That's actually super incredible personally because my mom, she was born with only one arm, right? So she actually doesn't wear the prosthetic limb because it doesn't make any sense to her because it doesn't. It's not really super functional.
Can't do a whole lot with it, eh?
Right? Mm-hmm. And because she was born that way, she's not an amputee, so it's not like there's a lot of... I guess this would work in the situation because she wouldn't need the nerve connections or any sort of weird...
So it's almost as if the hand has its own mind and knows kind of what it can do. Yeah, so if you reach out, you know, I can subconsciously reach out and pick up my mug... And, you know,
it just happens.
And it just happens. So to have a hand that has the technology to be able to do that same thing without me having to think about
it. Right. So you get close to it and then it does just knows the appropriate thing.
Wow. Yeah.
Until it doesn't do the appropriate
thing. Yeah.
Pull the wings off moths and.
I promise I didn't do that. I meant to
wing. Why are you hitting yourself?
I meant to wing you. No.
Oh, boy.
Okay, a new camera...
Take a breath, and the news.
And back to the news. A new camera developed in Sweden is faster than any photography gear on the planet. Researchers at Sweden's Lund University built a crazy fast camera that can capture a staggering 5 trillion frames per second. Or events
what?
As 5 trillion. Okay, or... Events as short as 0.2 trillionths of 1 second. At that speed, it is able to capture video of light in flight.
Wow.
I know. No. That is like mind-boggling to me. With the new high-speed film camera, the researchers plan to film rapid processes in chemistry, biology, and physics that are otherwise impossible to capture in photos or videos. The folks responsible for the development are currently shooting video and will be releasing several samples this fall.
Neat.
I can only imagine how cool it's going to be to see that in... You know, just even nature films, right?
How long would you have to wait for 1 second of time to pass?
Too long.
Like hours and hours just to see what normally happens in a flash. But that's interesting that they would use it for biology and processes that normally happen so quickly that you can't see them.
Mm-hmm. So
explosions,
cool.
Implosions.
I love science.
Very cool.
Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.